At Iowa Speedway, we're getting ready for the American Ethanol 200 presented by Enogen, which is a Syngenta product. And I'm visiting with the president of the Iowa Renewable Fuels Association, Brian Cahill. And Brian, tell me what this Enogen product means to not only the corn growers in the state, but in your case, also involved in the processing end, too, with the plant.
Yeah, you know, the plant that I'm with, Southwest Iowa Renewable Energy, we have about 800 members in addition to a couple other investors, and a lot of those are producers in the area, deliver us corn. And so initially, one of the things that attracted us to Enogen was the premium for the producers in the area that also are owners of our company. And continuing to look at other benefits, we feel that it will add benefit to make our plant more efficient, to become lower cost through yield improvement and energy improvement. So we feel it's a win-win for our investors and for the plant itself.
Yeah, I mean, if I understand this right, then by using a blend of Enogen corn when you're processing corn to make ethanol, it's saving you a step or some cost. And at the same time, like you said, your investors who are growers, they're getting a premium on their side of it. So sounds like a win for everybody here, including Syngenta, for that matter. For those who don't know, what is it about Enogen corn that makes it so valuable to you as a processing plant?
Well, you know, one of the things it will replace the enzyme, one of the enzymes that we use in the process, the alpha enzyme, and it will help to liquefy, which is technically going to get a thinner product throughout the plant, which will add benefits for energy and chemical usage. So by liquefying in a probably more efficient manner and displacing the enzyme, the premium, the reduced cost will offset some of the premium that we pay for that the producers will be paid for the energy.
So do you have a sufficient supply coming to you of Enogen in order to do this?
Yeah, right now we are in a trial period. So the Enogen that we're using was produced last year, and Enogen is working to get that amount of corn to us for the trial period. For the new crop that's just been recently planted, we've actually contracted with growers in the area and have the amount of acres required that we'll need for next year's crop. So that has all been accomplished, and now it's a matter of that crop producing the yield, and then delivery periods will start in October of 2015.
And we certainly hope that Mother Nature cooperates with all this, right?
That's correct. I mean, obviously, every year there's different factors that have to be involved. In our area, obviously, we've had some wetness, but generally we feel that the crop is, most of the crop has been planted, and, certainly the moisture is good, maybe too good, but we'll see what Mother Nature does in the next 6 to 8 weeks.
So what's on the plate for IRFA right now? As if I understand right, Kansas City's got a pretty big EPA hearing next weekend.
Yeah, next Thursday in Kansas City, Kansas, there's going to be hearings involving the RFS-2 that the US EPA has put proposals out for RFS-2 on June 1st that will be finalized by November 1st. So IRFA and Growth Energy Renewable Fuels Association and other associations within the ethanol industry and agriculture groups will be testifying next week to show the benefits that ethanol provides to the whole country and try to get that message across, and also get the message across that the US EPA just can't change the law that is already in place just by coming up with a new requirement. We don't feel that, that's legal to do.
Yeah. If I've already heard that there are plans to, because it's such a central, good location, I'm sure EPA wanted a lot of corn growers there, right?
Yeah, I mean, obviously the last hearing was in Washington, D.C., and there, there was a lot of support for the industry there, but certainly it will provide a an opportunity for more of the producers and ethanol interest and biofuel interest. You know, there's more than just ethanol that's involved with this. You know, some of the advanced fuels. So, you know, we hopefully will see a good show and strong support for the biofuels industry in Kansas City next Thursday.
Well, you know, looking beyond what happens here with this RFS, which, and I understand how important that is, but from an association and business standpoint, what's your outlook for the next year or two?
You know, we feel that, you know, we have a great product, great octane value. You know, the economics are very beneficial, not only to the ethanol producer, but to the blender. It's good for the consumer. So, you know, trying to get through a lot of the hurdles that are in place that are set up by the petroleum. Really what we want is market access to our product. And if we could get blender pumps and let the consumer decide, we feel that, you know, ethanol would do very well. But, you know, generally we need to grow the market, and that will be the most important thing for ethanol over the next year to 2 years.
Well, there's just a never-ending amount of education to go on, and that's not only with the consumers, but also obviously our lawmakers as well, you know, and regulators too. So we applaud the efforts of groups like IRFA and RFA and Growth and ACE, and, you know, we could go on. So it's great to see you here, Brian, and glad you could take a couple minutes to visit with me here. We'll be publishing this onto domesticfuel.com. And coming up here shortly, we've got the American Ethanol 200 race. That's the truck series race being presented by Enogen. I'm